It's Tuesday, January 12th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. This week, tremendous political turmoil continues to rock the United States of America. The U.S. House Democrats are planning to bring articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. The stated charge is that Mr. Trump, quote, engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors by inciting violence against the government of the United States, end quote. The charges point out that the president exhorted the crowd last Wednesday to, quote, fight like you're not going to have a country anymore, end quote. If you try visiting the Real Donald Trump Twitter account, you cannot get there today. The president has also been banned from Facebook and Instagram. Joe Toscano, one of the key contributors to the blockbuster documentary entitled The Social Dilemma, told Fox News this may be the beginning of a downfall for the big tech giants. Alternate social media sites like Gab are reporting huge increases in participants. Gab reported 10,000 new users an hour following last Wednesday's events. The site describes itself as a, quote, social network that champions free speech, individual liberty, and the new free flow of information online, end quote. And now big banking is joining up with the ban on conservative Republicans. Citigroup and JPMorgan Chase are halting PAC donations. Plus, Blue Cross and Marriott are axing funding for the Republican senators and congressmen who objected to the Electoral College vote, reports the Wall Street Journal. Constitutional attorney Alan Dershowitz is warning legislators against any attempt to impeach the president, as the case could not be brought to trial until after Trump leaves office. Listen to what the attorney said on Fox News Sunday morning.
It will not go to trial. All the Democrats can do is impeach the president in the House of Representatives. For that, all you need is a majority vote. You don't have to take evidence. There are no lawyers involved. But the case cannot come for trial in the Senate because the Senate has rules, and the rules would not allow the case to come to trial until 1 p.m. on January 20th, an hour after President Trump leaves office. Congress has no power to impeach or try a private citizen, whether it be a private citizen named Donald Trump or named Barack Obama or anyone else.
Politico said that there is no legal case against the president, as his speech at the rally last week is protected by the First Amendment. Meanwhile, Southern Baptist Seminary President Al Mohler expressed no regrets for voting for Donald Trump in the 2020 election. He told the Houston Chronicle that there were, quote, very clear policy gains during the Trump administration, end quote. But Mohler said, quote, I did not vote on November the 3rd believing and expecting that what would happen would happen. I am genuinely shocked and horrified by the developments that have unfolded today, end quote, speaking of the riots last Wednesday. Conservative pundit Pat Buchanan called these, quote, the worst of days for Trumpites, end quote. And he wrote, quote, undeniably, the events of Wednesday are going to split the Republican Party, end quote. Jeremiah 50 speaks of the collapse of proud nations. Listen, behold, I am against you, O most haughty one, says the Lord God of hosts. For your day has come, the time that I will punish you. The most proud shall stumble and fall, and no one will raise him up. I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it will devour all around him. What will persecution look like in 2021 for Christians around the world? 2020 was bad, and it looks like 2021 will only get worse. Martyrdoms and persecution of Christians in Nigeria, Africa, and India increased significantly last year. The Worldview spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern about projections for persecution of Christians in 2021.
It looks like persecution is either going to continue or continue to escalate in a lot of the countries that we're already working in. I think we'll definitely see ongoing persecution in Nigeria, if not an increase of persecution in Nigeria, especially at the hands of Boko Haram. The end of 2020, we saw quite a few Boko Haram attacks, some of them making some pretty significant headlines in the media. We here at ICC are really concerned that we're going to see more of that in 2021, which is ultimately going to mean more persecution for the Christians of Nigeria.
Psalm 37, verses 32 and 40 says, "The wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked." President-elect Joe Biden has appointed Miguel Cordova, the director of the Connecticut State Department of Education, as his Secretary of Education. Cordova has called charter schools a, quote, viable option, end quote, and appears something of a moderate. New executive orders from Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom related to COVID-19 are now restricting Californians from traveling more than 120 miles from their homes. And as of December 30th, the California Commissioner of Insurance is requiring insurance companies to actually cover expenses for sex change surgeries of children, regardless of the age. The mainstream media is reporting 22,000 U.S. deaths from COVID-19 in a single week and 375,000 deaths since last March. Arizona, Rhode Island, and West Virginia registered the highest death rates per 1,000 residents. And finally, for the record books, Danish freediver Stig Severinsen swam a full 663 feet underwater using swim fins. The Guinness Book of World Records confirmed the swim on November 26th in La Paz, Baja California, Sur Mexico. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, January 12th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.